But I mean, there weren't any nightclubs per se, or supper clubs in the
Oh yeah,
area.
oh yeah, you better believe it. Down here at the corner of Sperling, where the high school was the oh, I thought I'd never forget that either. But there was a supper club there. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Oh. Yeah, anyway, McDonald, who was the principal of the high school, wouldn't allow us over across the street to go anywhere near the place. There was that one.
So this is when you were a student, though,
Yeah.
thinking of.
Yeah.
Did when you were older as an adult, did you go?
No, I never
No.
did. Wasn't interested. I never was a drinker. You know, I didn't mind a not drinker, but to sit and drink, I never,
Well, the liquor
never.
laws are very odd in that era as well. Was that the
Yeah.
time when you had to bring your own liquor, but they provided the mixer?
No, no,
Did
no,
they
no.
have a
It was the other
cocktail
way
license?
around. You got there were beer parlors, but they were the men's, and then there was the other place for
Ladies and
the
escorts.
ladies for an escort. And you could go there, but I wasn't interested in that kind of thing. Wasn't interested. And then they like they had like the supper club for boozing. Never went there. Had no interest in. Well, let's put it this way: I was more interested in putting my money where somewhere else. I just couldn't see
Sure.
spending it. But we could find other sorts of entertainment.
And dances or live music, was
Oh
that
yeah.
available?
Well, no, we didn't do much of that either. I don't know. We just seemed to. It wasn't until we got
More of a home life.
a little bit older when. The kids were older, and they were on their own. That we got out more, and we started square dancing in 1960,
Oh, very good.
and that went on for 12 years, and we had a fantastic time during that time. But no boozing, none at all. We used to hold dances in our basement. We could enough room for two squares in there, and we held quite a few parties.
Now, did you ever get a television set
Oh
in
yeah,
that
we got a
area?
television set in well, I think it was 1955 or 56 when the first one came in next door. And I remember we helped him put a antenna up. It was a low house. We were able to get up there, but nobody could figure out how to get this great big antenna up. Finally, somebody realized a gin pole. And so it got that. We were fiddling with it all day with it until the guy thought of the gin pole, and we got it up. And then we used to go next door, and all the lights would be turned off, and he'd be watching this thing. And the closest one was Bellingham. It's about the only one they could get. Channel Royal. And then every once in a while, an airplane would fly by. And then it would flicker, the signal would flicker. Quite interesting. And then we got one a couple of years later, I guess.
Was that exciting? Was it
Oh,
not
yeah.
quite novel?
Yeah.
Did the kids like it?
Oh, yeah, they liked it, but not, they didn't make it like today where they have to be there all the time. And
So you weren't
and I
glued to the
can't remember
tube.
for sure whether we said to them, no, you can only use. Because they had so many other interests. They had to get out and play. They didn't want to sit and watch TV.
Were they involved in scouts and guides and that sort of thing?
No, they weren't. They weren't interested in it.
Oh, but
No.
Seiss was a brownie leader.
Yeah. She was a Brownie leader. But, oh yeah, I guess, yeah, that's right. That Anna Maureen did go there. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. They did. I was thinking more of the older kid, the younger kids. And by that time, yes, yeah, I guess Mary did. Yeah, Mary did get there, but the kids weren't interested. The boys weren't interested in the Scouts, or Cubs, or whatever. So.
Well, we've talked for quite a long time here, and so I'm wondering if we could maybe give you the last word. You've lived in this area sort of along the Kingsway corridor for most of your life.
Yeah.
When you think back to, when you first moved into the area and you look at it now, what sort of big contrasts or similarities maybe come to
Well,
mind?
let's put it this way. I said a while ago, population of 23,000. Mm-hmm. The population now is about 230,000. So, yes, there's got to be changes.
Yeah.
And there's all the high rises, mm-hmm. and the road changes, and there's a lot of road changes, and the opening up down on the flats there, which I don't agree with, but anyway, that's beside the point. Mm-hmm. So there's all those changes, and then all the changes all through the southern, or all through the central core, mm-hmm. Where there's very few people living, but there's now quite high density down there, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Middlegate. And, that's not Middlegate, this was Middlegate. All right, whatever the other, I've lost that word now too. Yes, they're big. The roads are all paved now. The lanes were all paved, thanks to Alan Emmett. That's one of his deals. I used to hate Alan Emmett. I absolutely detested him because we tried to find out what was going on in this Jubilee Triangle. Mm-hmm. And we went to council meetings and whatnot, and all he would say is the council in its infinite wisdom says that it should be. And we end saying that we landowners have no say, which we didn't. And I could tell you some real terrible stories that went on. Anyway, I'm not going to. Okay. And so that we were involved in it at the very end, and we had to move. But by that time, I'd found out a lot of things that I knew how to work it, that I wasn't going to be taken advantage of. So I wasn't taken advantage of, but I didn't take advantage of them when the time came. Except to figure I should make a few bucks out of it, which I did, and because nobody else did, except the real estate who bought property up. Mm-hmm. And then they built all those low rises, which I figured was going to be these future slums of Burnaby. And it started out that way.
Hmm. Where was this?
This is all those 2 and 3 story apartments up at Jubilee.
Okay.
Up that area.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it did. They started to get run down. And then something happened and they brushed them up a bit. Hmm. But I see now there is the high rise going up in there, mm-hmm. now. So, anyway, it's just the roads are, they're all paved. And back to Alan Emmett, in his last 10 years of his life, we got to be very close friends. Mm. And that's because he got involved in the interurban. Mm-hmm. And he was quite a different guy then.
Mm, very good. I guess different contexts bring out different qualities.
Yeah,
in you.
That's right.
Any similarities? I mean, does it still feel like home? Is it
in here?
Well, I mean, in Burnaby in general, I mean, does it still feel like your hometown?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I figured. I never really give it a thought of being a hometown. It was a nice place to live. And had no problems with it. I had I got a good woman, and that was the main for mm-hmm. the main thing. That's what. I keep thinking, I really lucked out on that mm-hmm, one. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Well, why don't we stop the recording here now? We've gone a long time, and it was very great. So, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope I satisfied with what you're after.
I think you have very well. Thanks. Good.